Hey, the point of this audio is to help you to learn how to build a mini net and what the point of it is and why we're doing it. So the whole reason behind a mini net is to help our website get ranked highly in the search engines. I'm going to go into a little bit of what search engine optimization is, or SEO is, just so that you understand why we're doing this. So SEO is the process of getting your website ranked highly in the search engines, in the natural search. You know, on a search engine, there's the left side results, the natural results, and then there's the right-hand side plus sometimes the top two or three that are the paid ads on Google. We're not talking about the paid ads here. We're talking about the natural results and how to get ranked highly in the natural stuff. So the two ways that we do that are what's on the page. That's that number one, and that's less important, are the keywords that are on the page. We're not going to talk about that today. The more important thing is what other people, what other websites think about our website. So the way Google works basically is by every blue link on the internet, and I call them blue links so that you understand what that is. It's just a link, something that's clickable. Every blue link online, Google counts that somewhat as a vote, and which would make sense because every link to another website says, I think that this other website is really good, because you're trying to send a person there with that link, right? So the way to get ranked highly in the search engines is to have other people link to our website on their websites. So the reason Yahoo is so highly ranked, or the reason Amazon is so highly ranked and people find Amazon all the time, is because so many different webmasters have linked to Amazon from their sites. Well, what we're going to do with this mini net is to create links from other people's sites to our own, but those other people's sites are actually going to be our own. So we're going to create websites to link to us so that we can put more votes to ourselves out there. Now, in doing this, every site that you create will have lots of different votes for us, hopefully. And each one of those needs to be different. Every site that you create needs to be different, and I'm going to go into how to link them together and why we're doing and how to make this, how to accomplish this correctly. So I hope you've looked at the diagrams that I have of how this works. Every site that you build should have multiple pages on it, and when I talk about a site that you build, I'm talking about not on our main domain, but on another domain, a separate domain, either one that we own or not. Most of them will probably not be on domains that we own, where you are going to put some content on that site and link that content together. And when I say link it together, I mean put blue links on each page so that it links to other pages that we own, to our main pages, and then also to some other authority pages that I'll talk about. So again, the concept here, the main concept is that you're going to build other websites, not our main website, but those other websites will link back to our main website. Now, each of these other websites you're going to do is basically going to be a blog. It doesn't have to be a blog, but it's really just a content website that is very tightly themed, and you can see in one of the diagrams where I've talked about how to theme them. Every sub-website that you build, or sub-site, or whatever, I'm going to call them a sub-site, every sub-site that you build should be very tightly themed around one topic, and then that topic should link to our main site, to the home page, and to some internal page, or to a couple internal pages, and then it should also link to another sub-site of ours. Now, here's something that is also very important. Every sub-site should link to our main site a couple times. I think in one of the diagrams that I gave you, it has every single page linking to our main site. I think that's wrong. I've changed my mind on that since I did that diagram. I don't think every page should link to our main site. I think some of them should. And then some of the other pages should link to outside websites like Amazon or Google or Yahoo or Wikipedia or stuff like that. The reason for that is so that the search engines or Google doesn't see a website, this sub-site that you're building, and they don't say, oh, I see this site here. It only links to one other site. This is obviously not very valid. So we want to make sure that the sites, the sub-sites are also linking to other sites. It would also be good if you can find sites within our niche that aren't our competitors. And by our competitors, you kind of just need to use your own judgment on this, of whether that site is a competitor of ours in terms of getting to the top of the search engines or not. Because there should be some sites on the same topic that aren't competitors of ours, and I'd like you to link to them in these sub-sites. That will also show Google that this isn't a site that we just created to promote ourselves with, which is what it actually is. But we don't want Google to know that. So every page that you build is going to have at least one link in it. That link will either go to the homepage of that sub-site or to the homepage of our main site or both of those, or it'll go to our sales page, or one of our main pages on our main site, or it will link to another page on that sub-site, or it could do numerous things. Some pages might have five links in them, some pages might have one link. You just need to determine that and kind of make it random. Every sub-site you do should be different. It should have a different template. It should have a different theme. It should do its linking differently. Some of them should link to Wikipedia, like I said, or to Amazon, or it should link to our site and another site in our niche. Now, I want to talk about the keywords that you use when doing these links. It's important that you vary the keyword text that you use. And when I say the keyword text, that is the anchor text, or the text that actually shows up on the page when someone's looking at the page. So when you go to create a link on a site, you do it by putting the less than symbol and then A and then space and then href equals quote, and then you put in the URL, and then you put a quote and a greater than symbol, and then you put the anchor text, and then you do the closing tag, which is less than / A greater than. So the anchor text that you put in there will be the text that people are actually see when they're reading the page. It's important that you change that for all of the links. If you're doing dog training, which you're not, but if you were doing dog training, you would use anchor text like dog training, dog obedience training, train my dog, obedience training, click here, this website. You could use the full URL, www.dogtraining.com or whatever our URL is. It's important that you use different URLs and different anchor texts. Same thing when you link to Amazon or Wikipedia or whatever you're linking to. Use different anchor texts. When you link to a competitor of ours or another person in our same industry, don't use a good keyword. A good keyword would be a keyword in our industry like dog training. Use something like click here or this website or something like that, because we don't want to give them boosts. Let me explain to you how that works. One of the things that the search engine does to determine if our website is relevant for any given topic is they look at the anchor text of the links that are coming to our site. So if our site is dogtraining.com and you create a sub-site called dogtraininginfo.com, on dogtraininginfo, if one of the anchor texts you use is dog obedience training, when someone searches for dog obedience training in Google, Google's going to look at all the links that point to our website, dogtraining.com, and they're going to see, do any of these links use the anchor text of dog obedience training? And if they do, they're going to rank our site higher. So that's why it's important that you vary the anchor text. Number one, it'll help us get ranked for lots of different keywords. Number two, that's what's natural. Websites never have all of the incoming links to them using the same anchor text. So it's important that you use good anchor text, good keywords in those links, and it's also important that you change them often. Now, if our main keyword is dog training, you want to use dog training quite a bit, but don't use it every time, obviously. Use it, 30% of the time, And that's just a rough guess. You don't have to keep track of it, but use it enough so that we're gonna get ranked for the keyword dog training. Also, use those keywords when you're linking between the sub-sites and when you're linking to our main site. And when you link to a specific sub-page of our main site, use the anchor text of that sub-page. So for a dog training site, if we have a page on our main site about dog training a golden retriever, when you link to that page, use those keywords, golden retriever dog training, as the anchor text, or dog training for a golden retriever, or train my golden retriever, stuff like that. Use the keywords that relate to that page so that that page will get ranked higher for those keywords. Now, in the diagrams that I've given you, there are some websites that I've used in the past to do this. You can use those also, and I'll give you a short list here just so you get an idea and then you can be creative. But you can build a sub-site at WordPress.com. Create a blog. Now, be careful when you do these things that you don't get your site banned because you only linked back to our site. If you only link to our site, sites like WordPress.com will ban your blog because they think it's just an advertisement, it's not a real blog. So just be careful with that, and as you do it, you may find if it gets banned, you'll know you made a mistake and probably the linking. But WordPress.com is a good one. Blogger.com is a good one. LiveJournal, HubPages, Squidoo. You can use all of these to build sub-sites on. Now, each sub-site should have numerous pages. Each of those pages should be specifically themed. You should write the content for each of these pages. Unless I give you other instructions about where to get the content elsewhere, you write the content, you write an article, post it on that site, and do the linking accordingly, as we've talked about. And when you write that content, make sure you try and write good, useful content to people. The better that content is, the more people will link to it, the more other people will link to it, the better off we'll be. So please don't write garbage content. Try and write stuff that's somewhat useful. Please don't use computer-generated content. Don't buy some software that will generate content for you automatically and post it on these sites because Google's pretty good at figuring out that and we'll get in trouble for it. You can, on occasion, find an article that was posted on an article website and post that onto one of these sub-sites. That will be okay. Just add links to it accordingly, as we've talked about. Now, I want to get into a couple things that I would like for you to do with this. Number one, don't go out and build all of these sites today. I'd like you to do this over time. Probably building, as a general guideline, one new site per week, add 1 to 2 posts to that site every week, and then after a couple months, you'll probably just add 1 post a month to each sub-site. The first week you can probably build 2 or 3 sites, but don't go building all these sites all at once. Second, once we've done this and you know 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 sub-sites have been built and linking to our main site, I will want you to build another mini-net, a totally separate one that doesn't link to the first one except for maybe 1 link or so, and do the same thing again. Build a whole bunch of new sites, link them to our main site. Also, as you do this, you can link these sites to articles that we submit to the article directories. And if you haven't already learned how to do article submissions, I'll teach you that later. But I will want you to link these sites to those articles at some point also. You can also link these sites to profiles on social networking things, which again, if I haven't shown you how to do social networking, I'll teach you that another time. But otherwise, if you do, you know, on Flickr.com, when we have the profile page, you can link some of these sites to the Flickr profile page or to the MySpace profile page or whatever. So all of our online properties that we have, every page that we control online can be part of this mini net. Everything should be linking together. Everything should be linking outside also to other sites. and everything eventually all links back to our main site. So here's another thing. Every time you create a new page, try and remember to go to pinggoat.com and ping that page. Put the URL of that new page in to pinggoat, pinggoat.com, and put the URL in. That'll just bring the search engines to those new pages faster. Now, I said this in another set of instructions for you. I'm going to say it again. Don't link every page to every other page. That's not the point of this. The point of this is to create certain pages, and you can figure out which certain pages should be, but the point is to create authority pages where one page is linked to a whole bunch. That page becomes an authority page. That page shouldn't be linking to a whole bunch of other pages. The more outbound links that any given page has, the less of not necessarily the less authority it has, but it loses its ability to be an authority. So as you do this linking, don't link every page to every other page. Come up with a scheme for linking them together. It doesn't have to be a perfect line of links or a perfect circle or anything of the sort. It should be somewhat natural, like how things happen on the internet. Some of the sites can link to each other back and forth, but not very many of them. So just don't link everything to everything else. That's not helpful. If you have any questions about any of this, please ask me. If I don't have the answer, I'll go get the answer for you. Otherwise, be creative. Feel free to come up with new ways of getting links to our website, new ways of building other sites or whatever you can do. Just please don't spam. Don't spam the search engines. Don't go out and say, oh, I could use this software to submit forum posts a million different times and that would be good for linking to our site. Please don't do that. Also, try and stay away from reciprocal link schemes with other webmasters. But if you can go out and convince someone else to link to you, great. To us, great. That will help. So if you have questions, please ask. Thanks.